When the Lord was about to take Elijah to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. In this series, moving forward, walking towards the goal, we just talked in the last devotional about Gilgal. Gilgal means detachment. It is the place where those situations occur in which God works in us, so that we learn to let go. What do we need to let go of? Letting go of the past in order to move towards the goal, forward. We cannot try to walk looking back. We need to learn to let go. Gilgal means circle of stones. So in Gilgal, the cycles are closed. The people of Israel came from a cycle, and a very long cycle, 40 years walking through the desert, because they had hardened their hearts. They had not understood God's plan, and instead of learning to know God, they had in their mind all the time the memory of Egypt. Egypt marked them from approximately 430 years, filled them with fear, and now, in the desert, in full independence, but depending on God, it was difficult for them to believe. It was difficult for them to learn to trust that the same God who had brought them out of Egypt, that same God would sustain them in the middle of the desert. So it caused them to not see the promise. Their children grew up in the desert, and they were guided by a great leader named Joshua, a boy who had learned from Moses and now had the interesting task of continuing with the work, the mission that God had given Moses to lead these people to the promised land. And when this mission begins, God takes them to Gilgal. There in Gilgal, God tells them, "This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." Returning to Elijah and Elisha, Elijah is heading towards the determined place where he was going to be taken up by God. That is, where he was going to culminate his ministry, his work. He had told his disciple, we could call him in that way, Elisha, to stay and not follow him. However, Elisha told him, "I am not going to leave you." At every point, at every station we are going to be studying in this series, you will realize why Elisha did not stay and what he was looking for, what it was his vision, what Elisha wanted. It is the same thing that I can ask you today. Can you stay in the place where you are already comfortable? Or can you understand that there is still a long way to go, that the Lord teaches us that there are seasons in life and that each season requires a degree of understanding, patience, perseverance, and knowing how to face them is what will lead us to continue to the next one and not stay in the previous one? Because the Bible says that God makes everything beautiful in His time. So, in verse 1 from the second book of Kings, we see that they come from Gilgal. You already knew what happens in Gilgal. And now, what is the next station? In chapter 2, verse 2, I invite you to go with me and read with me. There it says, "Then Elijah said to Elisha, 'Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel.'" The second station I want to talk to you about is Bethel. "But Elisha said, 'As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.' So they went down to Bethel. Elijah tells Elisha to stay in Gilgal, but Gilgal is a place to close cycles. It is a place where we are treated by God. It is a place of repentance. It is a place where I let go of the past and welcome the new life that I receive in Christ. Should I settle for staying there? No. Once you receive Christ in your heart, you must begin to get to know Him more, to grow in Him. And as we grow, we mature and we understand His plan, His purpose for us. Do not stay in Gilgal. There is much more." Elisha knew it, so he said, "No, I'm not going to stay here. I want to go with you to Bethel." That is why Elijah did not oppose him and simply said, "Well, it's well with me. Today, I want to talk to you a little about Bethel, because my friend, my beloved friend who is listening to me, Bethel represents that place of encounter with God. Before we go any further in this journey that Elijah has with Elijah, and that we take it as a reference to know what happens in our life in God, when we are walking in Him, every single one of these situations that we are going to find and how to face them, I want to tell you a little about that place, Bethel. It is a meeting place, but it is also a place of decisions. Do you remember who Jacob was? Jacob was Isaac's son. One day, Jacob understood the importance of the birthright. He played a trick on his brother, and he kept the birthright, his father's blessing, and he had to flee because his brother wanted to kill him. So Jacob leaves his house. He has a direction, and that direction was to get where his mother told him. He reached her relatives, her father's family. "Get there," his mother said to him. So he was heading towards his mother's family, running because his brother wanted to kill him. But before he got there, God had to show him a plan. Therefore, he arrived at that meeting place. There is not a place when you depend on God where you arrive at by chance. God is the one who directs our steps, and when we reach that point, we must understand that God does want to teach us something, that there are transition points where we need to take a break, to stop, to listen to God, and then make decisions. There, Jacob came to Bethel. That place was called a place of light. However, when naming that place Bethel, Jacob spoke of his experience. Bethel will remind him, every time he heard that name, it will remind him of the place where he had an encounter with God, because he saw angels going up and down there. He had that experience of seeing the Lord face to face. He was scared, and then God spoke to him, and when God spoke to him, he reminded him of the promise that God had made to his grandfather Abraham and to his father Isaac, and that it would be fulfilled in him. Perhaps it is better to receive a promise being at home, but now he was far from home. Let's say it was a consequence of the tricks that he had done. But even so, God used everything to work for good. He caught Jacob's attention in a lonely place. He had to be far from home. There God caught his attention. He spoke to him. He reminded him of the promise. And then Jacob said, "Certainly, the presence of God was here, and I did not know it." In Bethel, Jacob lay down on the ground and took a stone as a pillow to lay his head. Perhaps in Bethel, my beloved friend, you will find a place where you have lost a lot, a place where you had to let go of a lot, and then a place where it seems that you do not know where you are going to and that you have nothing. Let's say that Jacob only had a small suitcase and the pillow was a stone, but there he had an encounter with the Lord, you know? It is not about how much physically you do not have, but about what you are gaining in a spiritual life. Once you grow spiritually and have that personal encounter with God, everything changes. Your relationships, the perspective with which you see life, everything changes. But you need that encounter with God. It is good that you learn from the history of God. But if you do not know the God of history, it will be difficult for you to go on to the next level, because in the next level you will find many questions that will only be solved in Bethel. If you do not have clarity from God in Bethel, it will be difficult for you to continue moving forward, because that is the meeting place. Sometimes we want to skip the processes and begin and reach the end at once. We do not want to leave transitions. And if we see Bethel, we prefer to go around it and move forward, because in Bethel, my beloved friend, you are going to have that encounter with God. And there God is going to show you some things that are important that you need to see in order to move forward. But it is for our own benefit. No, do not skip Bethel. Do not try to skip the processes. It is like being born and wanting to walk at once. You need to learn to crawl. You need to go through the stages, and Bethel is one of those. It is also a place that you will repeatedly have to arrive, a place for an encounter with God, because Jacob passed through there, and then God took him back to that place, and there God changed his name. Jacob was no longer his name. Israel was his new name. That is why I believe that in every place that Elijah arrives, it is not a coincidence. It has a great meaning and a great connotation for our spiritual life as well. Each season that occurs to us, every station we go to, each process has God's purpose imprinted on it. Therefore, it is necessary that we learn to enjoy it and go through there, because in the middle of each process, we live an experience. We know God more. Faith is strengthened to remain faithful to the Lord and in what He wants for each one of us. We stay focused, and thus we do not deviate according to His plan. That is why Elijah went ahead. Elisha followed him, and when they arrived at Bethel, there Elijah tells Elisha again, "Well, I already left Bethel. I am going to another place. Stay here." However, something happens. We add something to it, and that is that when you begin to have an experience with the Lord, when you begin to walk in the Lord. Once you leave Gilgal and have an encounter with God in Bethel, you will get people who will appear to be good people, but they are not. And the only thing they are going to bring you is bad news. The Bible says that when they went down together to Bethel, a group of prophets from Bethel approached Elisha to ask him, "Did you know that the Lord will take your master today?" And Elisha answered them, "Of course I know, but don't say anything." In another version says the expression, "Be quiet." When God begins to speak to your life, you will find opposition, and many times that opposition, forgive me for the way I am going to explain it to you, but many times that opposition will not come with horns and tail. Many times that opposition will come with close people, even with Christian people, who are going to stay, who are going to say to you, "Don't go any further. What are you doing going after a promise?" Perhaps it was not God, the one who spoke to you. In a few words, they were telling Elisha, "What are you doing by going after Elijah? Don't you see that he is going to leave? Do not see that he is going to be taken away? Dedicate yourself to do something else." But Elisha kept that in his heart. He knew what he was going after. Like the Apostle Paul when he said, "One thing I do, no, I pretend to have achieved everything, but I extend myself towards what is ahead." There is where you have to learn to place your eyes on Jesus and listen to His voice, so that when opposition is arrived, you do not go back, but remain. That is why Elijah answered them, "Yes, I know, but keep quiet." You have to say, "Be quiet," to those situations that will try to fill your mind with doubt, that will try to fill your mind with limitations for God. Shut them up categorically. Tell them to remain silent, because many will surround you and will seem good. And perhaps they are, but they will not be good to surround you and that you can go on to the next level. You need to learn to overcome those obstacles. Do not take it personally. Understand that it is also part of learning, training, because there is still another place you need to advance to. Once you have an encounter with God, the question is, are you going to continue? Are you going to stay? Or are you going to go back? I want to ask you that question today. God established something for you, but you decide, are you going to continue? Are you going to stay? Because you already settled in Bethel, or do you want to go on for more? Because God has more, or are you going to go back? It is up to you. Father, I thank you for this word. I put it in your hands, and I pray for each person that receives it today, so they may understand it, keep it, and apply it. Lord, your word works according to the need of each one. and I ask you to make it alive and real in every heart, and that everyone may understand what you want them to understand and what they need to receive. Help us, Lord. Yes, we are on this journey moving forward in order to not stay there, but to leave that process that we have in this season and being able to keep growing, because, Lord, there is much more. There is a glory at the end greater than the first one. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. And I invite you, if every day you want a word from God, a daily devotional, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. And if you have social networks, I invite you to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and on Twitter. You can find me as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug, blessings.